blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Cleanseth, says the text, not shall cleanse. There are multitudes who think that as a dying hope they may look forward to pardon. Oh, how infinitely better to have cleansing now than to depend on the bare possibility of forgiveness when I come to die. Some imagine that a sense of pardon is an attainment only obtainable after many years of Christian experience. But forgiveness of sin is a present thing, a privilege for this day, a joy for this very hour. The moment a sinner trusts Jesus, he is fully forgiven. The text, being written in the present tense, also indicates continuance. It was cleanseth yesterday, it is cleanseth today, it will be cleanseth tomorrow. It will be always so with you, Christian, until you cross the river. Every hour you may come to this fountain, for it cleanseth still. Notice likewise the completeness of the cleansing. The blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin, not only from sin, but from all sin. Reader, I cannot tell you the exceeding sweetness of this word, but I pray God the Holy Ghost to give you a taste of it. Manifold are our sins against God. Whether the bill be little or great, the same receipt can discharge one as the other. The blood of Jesus Christ is as blessed and divine a payment for the transgressions of blaspheming Peter as for the shortcomings of loving John. Our iniquity is gone, all gone at once, and all gone forever. Blessed completeness! What a sweet theme to dwell upon as one gives himself to sleep. Sins against the holy God, sins against his righteous laws, sins against his love, his blood, sins against his name and cause, sin immense as is the sea, from them all he cleanseth me.